Now, you followed the events of yesterday very closely, I believe.
Yeah, I did. I can't begin to tell you how personal this is because I went to college in that area. My college, Emerson College, is on Beacon Street, which is about four streets over and about five, six blocks back. My first broadcasting job was in the Prudential Center, which is pretty much across from the blast sites. I covered the 1981 marathon for WRKO Radio and was inspired by a classmate to run it the following year, which would have been my final year at Emerson College. And then I just kept going back. My dad had been a runner in Ireland, and he was enormously proud that his young son, who wasn't athletic at all in his early years, had actually tried to accomplish something like that and actually did. And just for the record, because, you know, in this day and age, people question everything, I ran 20 consecutives. I was only legal three times. The other 17 years I ran as what's called a bandit, which is somebody who's not official, who's not fast enough to qualify, but wants to personally challenge and test themselves, and I did that for a number of years, obviously.
Say you have some back issues. When did you develop those back problems?
The last couple of years, I noticed them when I was running, and I had slowed down. One year, I just decided, well, you know, I started training for the marathon, and I just said, well, I guess I'm not going to run the marathon this year, and I walked away from it. And then I ran, I think, for two or three more years, but each time I had more pain. And I think it was 3 years ago I ran 2 miles on the 4th of July, and it was July 24th before I was pain-free. And that was enough to convince me that, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I can't take the impact on the base of my spine. I will tell you, on my last marathon, I had the privilege of running it with Julie Martin, who was my meteorologist at News Channel 9 back when we were a team together. And so I thought it was a nice swan song then that I ran my last, she ran her first. It was a wonderful moment in time. And as we crossed the finish line, she finished about a minute ahead of me, because as we made the turn onto Boylston Street, she just goes, come on, let's go. I said, I'm out of gas. And she said, I want to go. I said, please go. Get your best time. And she did. And I have fond memories of training with her. And Julie was one of the best people that I worked with at 9. We had enormous chemistry on air.
Did you have any friends among the 26,000 that were running yesterday?
Funny you should ask. On my first marathon, my classmate, Ted Canova, who works for, he was a news director in Minnesota for a number of years, and now works for WGBH Public Radio in Boston, apparently decided to recreate what he did in 82, and he had run one himself too, and he finished under 3 hours, if I recall correctly. Teddy's a really good runner. He went to certain spots in the marathon, because you can take the train out to a certain spot and be there, say Framingham or Ashland, and be there, and then you can take the train and be at Coolidge Corner or wherever else. And he did that just like he did for me in 82. So I saw him at three different sites the year that I first ran the race. And so he was doing that and sending me pictures. And then, of course, I heard what happened. Calvin Snead actually was the first to tell me, because he called just to check on me. And I checked on him, and he was okay, but he was actually 2 miles from the blast site when it happened.
Have you talked to him since the blast?
Emailed, but you know what? As you well understand, you know, when news breaks and you're a broadcast professional, you do what you have to do. And Teddy was on the air throughout all yesterday afternoon doing it. I'm sure he's consolidating plans for today right now, even as we speak, and making sure that the morning broadcast is going off as it should, and then the afternoon, because when you're in broadcasting, you do the immediacy, but then the next day you do the stories, and that's what we're seeing today, and that's when it really hit me, was today. I watched the opening collage and saw all those pictures and started to hear the stories, and TV is so good the day after and the day after the day after in terms of putting a personal face on it, because they find the people, they find the stories. And that's what's happening now. And you know, I have to tell you, in all honesty, this is extremely personal, and I am absolutely heartbroken. This is my city. This is, you know, I've lived half my life in Boston, half my life here, and I love living here. And 6 years ago, Amy and I made the choice to stay here. All right, but my roots are in Boston, and the marathon was such a key, important part of my life. There were two linchpins in my life for 20 and 26 years, and that was my broadcasting career and my marathoning. And to have this happen, it's just heartbreaking.